Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in, join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you here in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
And you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. So please enjoy the features you will find there. You actually get to create the content that you see on the site. Other listeners have submitted, like, news articles or YouTube videos or other things that they might think that you would be interested in, and you get to vote whether you like or dislike those things. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. There's an interesting story over at the Free Thought Project about apparently Barack Obama going to be releasing some nonviolent drug offenders from prison. No one really saw this one coming, and at least I certainly didn't see it coming. We'll talk more about that when we get the chance. You can share your thoughts on anything you want to discuss. Derek J is with us here tonight, and somebody called recently, or we talked to someone recently, I don't know where we were, probably in the blur of Porkfest, about Liberland, the 3 square mile, 7 kilometer area of land between Serbia and Croatia, where there are a bunch of basically libertarian types who've sank their flag into the dirt in this plot of land that was supposedly unclaimed by both Croatia and Serbia. They called it Liberland and made headlines all around the world when this was done, what, 3 or 4 months ago now? It's not quite several months, but it's getting there. And ever since then, the Croatian government specifically has been pulling out all the stops to attempt to crush this nascent country from existing. They've arrested multiple people. Before we went to the Porcupine Freedom Festival about 2 weeks ago, there had been 24 arrests thus far of people who had attempted to go into Liberland. Whether they came from the Croatian side or the Serbian side, they were being arrested. Now, Croatia's supposed reason for arresting most of the batch was that they had crossed illegally from Croatia into Liberland, meaning that Croatia has determined that there will be certain legal checkpoints at which one can cross the border into Serbia, and no such legal checkpoint exists at the point where Liberland is on the Danube River, I believe.
Yeah.
So since they don't have an official government checkpoint there, they're saying it is illegal for you to cross into that other arbitrary plot of land if you cross at the point of Liberland. So,
wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense. Shouldn't they have a checkpoint if it's illegal for you to cross there?
Well, I guess they can have what they want.
Well, they don't want to actually provide customer service because, like we've said so many times here.
So wait a minute. So is it legal in the places where there is a checkpoint?
It would be legal to
cross
into
Serbia. Checkpoint into Liberland.
Oh, got it. Okay. So it's just forbidden land.
Yeah, pretty much. That's the way they're acting. And now, Derek J., you've got an update on this situation that has continued to develop. The president of Liberland, by the way, Vidlika or something like that.
Even when people go from Serbia into Liberland,
they're also being arrested.
They're being arrested by the Croatian police.
That's correct. And I'm not sure what they're being charged with.
They have no jurisdiction in this area.
Well, they're apparently trying to create some jurisdiction in this area by enforcing...
Then they should claim the land, but they weren't doing that.
Yeah, I don't know what it means to officially claim some land, but if you're going to go arresting people on it, I think that's some level of we're making a claim here on this thing now.
Yep.
That's just my interpretation, and I'm no legal scholar or expert, and there are some lawyers who are representing the folks from Liberland, and many of these cases have yet to really shake out. We've yet to really see what's going to happen ultimately, because I imagine they're planning on going to trial on all of these arrests. I don't think anybody's going to be taking a plea deal in these cases. But it's been fascinating to watch thus far, and Derek J., there have been now more arrests, is that right?
Yes, I have a press release from yesterday that came from the Liberland Settlement Association, and the headline reads, "Renewed Croatian Aggression in Liberland. Civilians and Red Cross Volunteers Forcibly Removed," and there are pictures and videos to confirm this.
If it wasn't enough of an international incident, now they've arrested the Red Cross. That just seems even more For whatever reason, it seems even more egregious, right?
Like, I think that the article gets into this, but that could be a violation of the Geneva Convention.
Could very well
be. So, I mean, this is a violation of international law if you play those
games.
I'm
pretty sure that arresting people for not passing out of your country into someplace that is not your country is probably also a violation of international law, right?
Well, these guys don't care. You'll watch the video. You can see how much they don't care.
All right.
After 2 weeks of relative calm in Liberland following the arrest of Danish-born Liberland citizen Erlik Hagensen, Croatian forces once again entered into Liberland territory today and abducted four people from Liberty Island. Among those abducted were aid workers representing the Liberland Red Cross. As in the past, members of the Croatian forces used excessive violence while removing the Liberlanders. The LSA, again, that's the Liberland Settlement Association, that's the group that's writing this article, was on hand to capture today's events on video. And there's a link to the video in their press release. It says, arriving from Serbia on the left bank of the Danube River, two LSA members approached Liberty Island while Croatian police boats gave chase. They were joined by several humanitarian workers from the Liberland Red Cross who were there to carry out their duties of observing and offering emergency aid if necessary. As shown in the video, all four of the non-combatants were removed with force, which included being dragged, pulled, and carried off of their sovereign soil. One of the settlers, a 41-year-old Brazilian native known as Krom, this is the most interesting part of the video, they don't get into it exactly in the press release, but he runs with a flag. He's got the like Liberland flag with him, and he's running right into the water so that the police have to chase him into the water to go get him. So it says, one of the settlers, 41-year-old Brazilian native known as Krom, suffered severe violence at the hands of the Croatian forces. Krom can be seen in the video being manhandled and placed into a headlock before being thrown onto a police vessel.
Wow.
But he is the most courageous of the bunch, in my opinion, after having seen the video.
These people are very smart not to engage in violence against these invaders, as much as they might want to. These people are breaking international law. They are invading a sovereign country, and they deserve to be repelled with force. And by that, I mean just send their bodies back to Croatia. That's what they deserve. But by doing such a thing would result in more force being ramped up by Croatia. Of course, these police officers have families. Those families think that what they're doing is completely legitimate because daddy's getting a government paycheck, and he's got to pay the mortgage. Right, and all these things, these are all the excuses. To these folks over there, these are brave, stalwart defenders of Croatia, keeping people that are just troublemaking rabble rousers from causing mischief, and that's what they think generally. So, violence would be a bad choice here, as much as people would like to see it happen.
I wonder how this is being reported in Croatia, and if it is being reported at all. Because
more of your taxpaying money has been wasted bothering some people having a party on an island.
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, what kind of excuse could they really use for making these arrests? I mean, what would the official story, the cover for this, actually be? They haven't committed any crimes. Nobody has harmed anybody else. If they're coming from Serbia, they can't legitimately be accused of crossing illegally from Croatia. So, I mean, what could they possibly trot out to justify this invasion? I'm just curious. I mean, if you know how to speak Croatian and you can go and search the Croatian media for us, please. I'm curious to know if there's a cover up or if this is even being discussed at all or what.
One would think they'd have to justify it somehow. Like, I would wonder what even the police reports say. Like, what is the charge exactly?
Resisting arrest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's strange. They treat the land both like not their land by saying that people going into Liberland are crossing out of Croatia at a non-approved, checkpoint. And I think that's a pretty legit charge. But then, when people cross from the Serbian side by using boats to go onto Liberty Island, they go on to Liberty Island and take people off of there. I mean, they have, they're setting themselves, they have just no legal legs to stand on this.
Just violence. That's the leg that they're
standing
on.
That's all there is for the state.
Right. Well, right, but that's
all these flag-waving people, and I don't care what country you're coming from, all you're doing is waving the flags of the most violent people around.
Once again, they are making it crystal clear. There's more from the press release?
Yes, what happened to these folks?
Yeah, let's find that out here coming up in moments. 855, 453, the latest from Liberland coming up.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150LK, P-150GN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states.
Have you put off seeing the dentist because you can't afford to go? Are big dental bills taking a big toll on your wallet? Would you like to have dental insurance but think it's too expensive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company for a free information kit. See how you can help protect your teeth and your wallet by calling now 1-800-496-5920. This is real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. You can see any dentist you choose, and you'll never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-5920. That's 1-800-496-5920. 1-800-496-5920.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Derek J.
And King Mark the First.
All right. Yeah, it is laughable, isn't it, Derek? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. You don't have to talk about Liberland, but that's the topic that is on the table at the moment. We're going to get back into what happened just recently, I don't know, was it yesterday, today?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, there were more arrests. There were 24 previously. Now we're up to at least 28.
Outrageous.
Yeah, and a lot of people have been arrested just trying to start their own country in what was basically an abandoned, unclaimed plot of land. We'll continue the story here in a moment. But wherever you are, whether you're in Croatia or Liberland or Japan or... as long as you have access to Amazon, and there are Amazons all around the world, you can use Purse. Now, we talked with Andrew Lee, who's the CEO, one of the co-founders of Purse. We talked to him on Saturday night's show, and he told us that the average discount in the United States is 20% off of whatever it is you want to buy on Amazon, as long as you pay with Bitcoin through purse.freetalklive.com. But there are also other countries in which Amazon is operating. You know, we've got Amazon Canada, there's Amazon UK, there's a Japanese Amazon, there's a German Amazon, and so there's lots of different Amazons out there. If you can buy from Amazon... wherever you are in the world, you can use Purse. And you can go to purse.freetalklive.com. As long as you have Bitcoin, you can save up to 20% or more off of whatever it is you want to buy. It's not a scam. I've done it nearly two dozen times. I've saved over $500 on my purchases so far at Purse just by being willing to wait for a short period of time for someone to fill my order basically for me. You go to purse.freetalklive.com. You can watch the 2-minute video or whatever. It's very short on how this all works. But it's very simple, and it works very well. I highly recommend it. Go and get signed up at purse.freetalklive.com. When you do that, Free Talk Live will get a very small portion of each of your purchases from that point forward. So that's actually a good URL that you can share with your friends, too. So what I've recommended is if you're using Purse and you get something through Purse and you get a sweet discount, 20%, 25%, whatever it is you decide, because you get to basically pick your discount, then post up on social media. Hey, I got this new router at 20% off through purse.freetalklive.com by paying with Bitcoin. And then your family and friends will have a reason to check out Bitcoin first and foremost. And if they have some Bitcoin, they'll have a reason to spend it. Purse is really awesome. So check it out for yourself. Purse.freetalklive.com. Derek J., let's continue with the press release from the Liberland Settlement Association. There was more violent arrests by the hands of these Croatian government goons. They were very, very mean and nasty, apparently, to the arrestees in this case.
So what happened to these people? Where are they now? Well, according to the press release, details are still unknown to the whereabouts or condition of the LSA and LLRC members. But from previous actions, it can be assumed that they were abducted across the Croatian border and into Croatia, where they are now being held. To date, there have been over 30 false arrests of Liberland citizens outside the territory or jurisdiction of Croatia. Some LSA members have testified that they were denied food and water while in Croatian custody. The LSA reminds the international community of the following facts. Croatia has never claimed this land. It's an important one.
Yeah, it's not their land. Like, a country at the very least has to claim land for it to be theirs, right?
Yeah, I don't want
it's
police.
It's not theirs, but...
yeah, I don't want German police around here telling me what to do. I expect, that I don't want American police telling me what to do either.
Yeah.
But the point I'm making is like, hey,
it's not like the Canadians are coming down here telling us what to do in New Hampshire.
Yeah, like, who are you? You know, what are you doing here?
Throwing people to the ground and dragging them off sovereign soil.
Yeah, just following orders. All right, point number two.
That's the most dangerous word in the English, dangerous phrase in the English language.
Point number two, following a fact for the international community to keep in mind, this territory historically belonged to Serbia. So it's not even like it used to be Croatia.
Oh, interesting.
This belonged to Serbia. Serbia released a statement declaring the, quote, newly formed state outside of the territory of Serbia. So this used to belong to Serbia. They're saying it's outside. It's official. The government has made this very clear. They've got a statement. Fourth, As no nation claims this land other than Liberland, Croatia does not have jurisdiction over this land, and it cannot be granted jurisdiction by Serbia or any other nation other than Liberland. The Liberland government has accepted and applied the Geneva Conventions and their added protocols. So I guess they're trying to get international recognition for their flag and territory. The Liberland Red Cross is the official national society of Liberland. Its volunteers are neutral observers and humanitarian workers who are protected persons under the Geneva Conventions, of which Croatia are signatory to. Now, that one sounds kind of gimmicky to me. Like, okay, we're going to play some international game of, like, laws on paper. Every citizen is a member of the Red Cross.
Wait, they didn't say every citizen.
Well, okay, liberal.
They have a Red Cross, and not everyone was, right? Two members were the Red Cross, two members were LSA, Liberland Settlement Association.
What it seems to me, and I'm speculating, but it seems like if I were a person who wanted to move to Liberland, I would be like, oh, yeah, I'm with the Red Cross, because... Sure, I've got CPR training, and yeah, you're protected under the Geneva Convention, and so if they arrest me, it's going to be much worse for them, is what
that's the idea. Yeah,
so this seems like a strategy.
It's definitely a legal strategy, absolutely, and it's pretty smart.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with strategies. I mean, these government agents have been calling themselves all kinds of pompous names since time immemorium. You might as well do it.
That's one to talk.
That's why I have declared myself to be King Mark the First, intergalactic ruler of everything.
Well. We'll see about that.
Yeah.
Contributions to the LSA.
But I claim it. These people have no more legitimacy than I do.
Well, they're smart. They're raising money in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
They've got a Bitcoin legal fund, which you can find on their website. It's, easy to find this press release, Liberland.
It's hard to get somebody to donate to a legal fund. Haven't you found that?
I don't know. I've done it. I've done it with some success. Raising money, telling people what it goes for, and if you connect the dots to why it matters to them, then people are willing to give.
Okay.
It's true. Of course, you were only trying to raise $2,500, which is a little bit
less than
that.
I don't know how much these people are trying to raise.
That doesn't even pay an attorney for more than 10 hours in most cases.
Typically, yeah.
You've got an attorney who's giving you a real good deal on your gun case, which is a whole other matter.
Like one of the best gun attorneys in the country happens to have taken a liking to you and your case.
Aw, that was nice. Yeah, I don't mind plugging him. His name's Evan Knappen, and he's done great work for me, so I've been very happy.
He's done
great work for many other people as well.
He's only really licensed in New Hampshire and New Jersey, is that right?
That's my understanding.
He's the one who represented that.
It's so weird, too, because, like, talk about gun freedoms. Like, you couldn't be on polar opposites.
That's why he moved. he moved for the Free State Project, I think, before Ian and I did.
Yeah, he was at one time the vice president of the Free State Project.
Yeah.
So we'll come back
here. He represented that guy that was found with the black powder pistol
in Jersey.
Yeah.
Those charges were dropped.
Yeah, they were dropped afterwards. Yep.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We can talk more about Liberland on the way here, plus... Will scores of nonviolent drug offenders be released by Barack Obama? Will he be pardoning people? Is this for real? 855-450-FREE. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can dial in and join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm, and you can join us and talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been discussing Liberland, and we will continue to do that here in moments. And, of course, you can also join us over at freetalklive.com and become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. It's a way for you to get behind Free Talk Live and support what we're doing by helping us get on more radio stations around the country and bring more listeners to the ideas of freedom, also on our internet streams and via satellite. We just recently expanded back out to cover Africa, a good portion of Africa. It's hard to cover Africa with one satellite, but we did get a good swath of the east-west central Africa, and it's great to be back on there, and it's thanks to about 56 donors. So thank you to everybody who made that possible for us. I really appreciate it. I'm glad people share the vision of getting the ideas of liberty back on the airwaves in Africa. So if you want to help us with that kind of thing, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast and forum, AMP-only Facebook group. It's all there at AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. Derek J., you've been telling us about this press release from the Liberland Settlement Association. It's a group of folks who are geared towards making Liberland a reality, this place that has been chosen between Croatia and Serbia, a three-square-mile plot of land that is essentially, it's a swamp. It's kind of in the middle of the Danube River, and there's a portion of it that's over on, the Croatian side as well. So it's like an island and portion of what might have been Croatia, but actually never was, according to the press release.
Yeah, it was part of Serbia.
Part of Serbia, and then they gave it up, during the conflict at some point that they had?
Well, I don't know if it was ever clear when they gave it up. Mm-hmm. There was a dispute between the two countries for decades, and now the government of Serbia has made it official. They do not own that property.
Recently, they remade that official.
Yes.
Okay, just to clarify.
They clarified.
Got it.
Well, the Danube River moves back and forth, and this piece of land at one point...
Based on tides or whatever, or what?
Just not tides. I mean, just rivers move.
Okay.
If they're not walled in, and they have oyster beds or whatever holding them in, then they're going to move. And that's what's happened with in this circumstance. This was actually Serbian land at one point, but this is just sort of an agreement, and there's this, you know, sort of unused land there.
Okay, so what else do we need to know, Derek J? Right now, the people who are arrested for trying to go to Liberland, there's another four. We're now over 30 people who have been arrested thus far, or at least 30 people who've been arrested. And these four have disappeared. Nobody knows exactly where they're being held. They presume they're in some sort of Croatian jail in advance of whatever court hearing they're going to have, whatever arraignment-style thing they have in Croatia. But they haven't been heard from yet.
And what's the source?
The source is the Liberland Settlement Association. They've put out their own press release.
That's all you got out there.
It could be published. It's at both medium.com and at liberlandpress.com.
That's the best we got. There's nobody else out there that's, you know, in any kind of independent journalist or whatever that we've heard of. So
Free Talk Live's covering this story far more than any other news agency out there.
We're not a news agency, but yes, I see what you're saying. More than news agencies are covering.
I mean, you know, now and then we pass as a news agency. It's not like we've never broken stories before.
Yeah, that's true.
And when I'm in court and people ask me what press I'm with, I say Free Talk Live. So
We're nominally the press, but we have the advantage of sort of being able to commentate on the news as we see it, too.
Can anyone say they're with Free Talk Live, too, press? Isn't that like...
You're a producer.
Yeah. Anybody who can call in.
Anybody can call in. He's a producer of content on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
All right, so the other thing you got to know is...
If anybody contacts me, I say, we have a lot of producers.
Liberland Settlement Association is their Facebook page, and so I expect that's probably the best place to go for new information. If
I looked there, and they didn't have it.
They didn't have what?
Liberland SA. Something did not have this press release.
Well, if you want me to spell it out, it's facebook.com/Liberland/Settlement/Association.
No, I'm talking about it. Liberland SA's S.
What is that?
I don't know.
Liberland.
He's saying go to their Facebook page, Mark, if you want the latest information.
LiberlandSA.org. It hasn't been updated since June the 14th.
That's the problem, man. I mean, everybody's on Facebook. What Derek is saying is not to go to their website, but to go to their Facebook page to get the latest information.
Yes. And if you want, if we haven't made it clear, they spell it out at the bottom of their press release. They say Liberland Settlement Association is a Swiss NGO.
Non-governmental organization.
Yeah. Dedicated to the settlement and development of Liberland and open to members from around the world.
So what else do we need to know?
That's it. That's all the info that they've got. They've got, you know, for press inquiries, they've got information there. But they've got a legal defense fund. I think that's the most important actionable item that listeners could take is to support.
Or you can go down and get arrested.
Or you could go join and reinforce these gutsy activists.
Well, because I mean, what we know from our experience, Derek, is that you can only push civil disobedience so far.
Well, you run out of steam. 30 arrests in. I don't know how many people they've got in this Liberland place, but I can't imagine it's many more than 30.
Well, right. Well, actually, from what I understand, they have had dozens of people at their parties. They'll come in. I mean, people will come in from different countries for short periods of time to visit Liberland.
And similar with New Hampshire. I mean, a lot of people claim New Hampshire their home in spirit, and they don't live here all year, you know? So how many people in Liberland are just there for the fair weather days? They don't want to live in a tent.
Yeah, most people are just down, I think, to visit and to check it out.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they can't go and get arrested. I mean, if you're in Europe and, you know, you want to put your body on the line, throw your body into the gears of the state, then certainly this is probably one of the best opportunities to do so.
They kind of need that because...
Yeah, they could go to prison.
Well, they seem to be being more gentle on people they have not arrested yet. So,
are there people who've been arrested more than once?
They're threatening that things would be bad if you get arrested twice, basically.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why, you know, that's what I was getting at when I was saying that, you can only go so far with civil disobedience. Once you get a record, then the next time you get arrested, and Derek, you and I have been arrested multiple times, but the next time you get arrested, it gets more difficult, you know, because then you've got a rap sheet, and then the judge will look at you in a different manner, and, you know, now you're a repeat offender.
Well, escalating the force works. I mean, it has the intended effect that state agents want it to have.
It's a deterrent.
It quelches the activism,
But you're speaking as both civil disobedient activists that have basically been stopped by, you know, what happens the next time.
Yeah, I've been stopped.
Well, I can't say I've been stopped. I'll still continue to record when I'm told to not to stop recording. I will still push the boundaries in a lot of ways.
I'm complying with the new law in New Hampshire about not being able to conceal carry. I have to unload my magazine every time I step in the car just because I know I want to comply with this. I don't want to get arrested again. I don't want to have all that nonsense.
So having more people who are willing to take these risks is what they need, in my opinion, if they want to continue this track that they're on of, hey, we're going to keep going and sinking our flag into this ground.
It's funny, they say, if you don't like your government, go someplace else. And when people go someplace else, goes and drags them off of it.
Hey, you can't do that. Don't stop running with that flag.
These people are on a sandbar trying to get away from the government. And the government is coming on to the sandbar
with
that
boats.
They claim, dragging them off.
Yeah, that's what's so funny to me. It's not like they homesteaded some castle or palace or somewhere. They're like in the least desirable part of the world, probably. If any place you want to...
Well, there's always Antarctica.
Well, it's a mosquito-filled swamp is what it is.
I don't know if there's mosquitoes there, but...
Yes, there are.
There are. Okay.
Sounds great.
So thank you for the update on that, Derek J. We are going to continue to follow the Liberland case. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing his name, but I'm doing it better than before. Jedlicka, I think is how you pronounce his last name. We were saying Jedlicka or something as we would
as
Americans.
I'm mispronouncing it better than I was before.
Jedlicka was not able to go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year, but as I understand it, there was some sort of presentation there about Liberland by one of their supporters.
Yes.
And I just think it's an exciting thing. I think it's probably the most exciting thing for freedom that's happening in the Europe sort of region. Obviously, the Free State Project is the most exciting thing, in my opinion, in general, but these guys really have something neat happening over there, and it's worth paying attention to. So, if you've got some news you want to share with us, maybe we haven't heard yet, you're welcome to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And it looks like there may actually be some good news, something good to say about Barack Obama coming up here. You're saying no, Derek Chase?
No.
Not what it looks like? All right.
Me and BTC is your Bitcoin and Liberty podcast.
Cryptocurrency decrypted.
We're sitting down with Mr. Jason King. If you want to help with the government, eat homeless people, man.
Jeffrey Tucker, what's possible in the Bitcoin space? It sounds a little like science fiction, but if you wait enough time, it becomes a reality.
Angela Keaton from antiwar.com.
This is what the United States does, involves killer robots. For Bitcoiners, this is a way to get around that.
Subscribe at youmeandbtc.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Alright, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play into political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com, that's R like rebel, R, the letter R, ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com, that's ourflags.com. Go now.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us here, toll-free number 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Derek J.,
and King Mark the First.
Check out Derek J.'s website, it's thederekj.com. That's where you'll get lots more Derek J. in
yes.
audio and video form.
Yes, still uploading things from Porkfest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you miss Porkfest, see it through my eyes.
Yes.
At TheDerekJ.com.
And get Derek J on other shows like Freedom Fiends and Cop Block Radio, Flaming Freedom.
And a brand new one,
what?
Maybe never to be done again, but it was called The Dawn of Freedom. It was a very special late night event crossover show with the School Sucks Project and other podcasts.
Was this the one that went for like 4 or 5 hours or
yes.
something during Porkfest?
Yes, it went 4.5 hours after an episode of Freedom Fiends.
You guys didn't finish till the sun came up,
that's
kind of thing?
That's right. That's why it's called The Dawn of Freedom.
That was cool. I was there to see the beginning of it, and then I went to bed.
Well, the idea is that anyone could do a Dawn of Freedom episode as long as they stay up all night talking about liberty into a podcast.
Cool. And that's available now, or will
it
be
is,
available?
Yeah, it is available. Part one is available. The other three parts will come out later.
TheDerekJ.com. All right, so we're talking about Liberland, and coming up we'll talk about this Obama supposedly releasing people from prison, nonviolent drug offenders. But I had asked on the air, and we were talking about how our listeners can be producers for Free Talk Live, and Nathan, one of our producers, has sent, Nathan in Texas, he sent me a link to a Croatian website, which actually has news about the arrests in Liberland that we were just talking about.
All right.
I was wondering aloud, what's the news like? How are they reporting this in Croatia, if it's being reported at all? And apparently they have been reporting on it. At least they reported on the most recent arrests, and presumably if they've reported on those, they probably have reported on some others.
Do you have a translate there?
I have Google Translate. It's rough, but I'll go through it here. It's relatively short. The article's relatively short.
They've got a flashy picture there, right? Yeah. An action shot with, like, splashing water and a police boat.
This must be the guy you were talking about.
It looks like Miami Vice.
He was running out into the water.
Vice.
Yeah, that's Crom.
Right, you were explaining this guy from Brazil.
He's a Brazilian guy, yeah.
Ran out into the water carrying the Liberland flag in an attempt to sort of make the bureaucrats have to get wet, I guess, to make the
he
arrest.
Was successful in that.
Yeah, I would say they're in not quite waist-deep water, but it's definitely up to their upper legs. So
it couldn't have been pleasant.
Here is the story from, let me see if I can try this, Glass Slavonge, or something like that. Invasion of foreign nationals in the area of self-proclaimed state Liberland not subside. On Sunday evening, the police and the... Stop me if you need further interpretation.
I got it. It hasn't subsided.
Right. They put invasion in quotes. On Sunday evening, the police in the forest area above Siga, outside of the border crossing at illegal crossing of the state border between Croatian and Serbian, found by nationals of Brazil and the Netherlands and two citizens of the Czech Republic. Those were the people that were arrested. So the Brazilian, yeah. The Netherlands person, and two people from the Czech Republic. But the party is not so easy to surrender to Croatian authorities, and the officers had to harness all their forces to detain them. On Monday, four men brought the magistrate judge in Beli Manastir, where they were expected to pay a fine. I suspect they did not pay that fine, but it would be interesting to find out more. Croatia, on the website of LiberlandPress.com, called aggressor, who forcibly takes civilians and volunteers of the Red Cross with the so-called Free Island. They're saying that Croatia was called the aggressor on the Liberland website.
Great.
There it is stated that it was the Danes and not the Dutchmen. The Facebook page.
It's the Danes, not the Dutchmen.
The Facebook page.
What does that even mean?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what it means either.
I love it.
It's Google Translate. The Facebook page Liberlandia, or Liberlanda, even published photos, arrests man who struggled as far as he knew and run three and run three Croatian police officers. Some and
no,
running.
There were two. How many police officers? So there were three?
Well, it says they had to marshal all their forces against them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All three of them.
Some and
excellent. This is going to work, actually.
Some and running through the water and carrying the flag, Liberlandia. However, the policemen finally managed to overcome and taken to a police station.
Oof.
Others were arrested while in Serbia, arrived in boats. Facebook page Liberlanda collected more 164,000 people accompany it. I think that means 164,000 likes, perhaps.
That sounds like it, yeah.
And the comments of foreigners who have believed in this phantom state are very interesting.
Well, I don't think that I'm not surprised the Croatian press decides to call it a phantom state. As long as they acknowledge that this ground isn't claimed by Croatia, then then everybody's on the same page, because the Croatian police just went after some people who supposedly illegally crossed from Serbia into an area that the Croatian police don't control. That is
well, they
war
do
crime.
Appear to control it. They're arresting people.
Well,
so they appear to have some level of control over this property that they don't supposedly claim.
Some whacked out Mountie who's drunk off his butt can come down here and put a gun to my head. That doesn't make him anything but a frickin' criminal. And it might make him an invader and possibly it could be a war crime.
So they're talking about the Liberland Facebook page, and they go on to say, in the final segment here, in fact, after the publication of the text, which included photos and arrests, some of the comments are, quote, Croatian aggression must stop, unquote, and, quote, Liberland need an army, unquote. Among the revelations, there was one in which the self-proclaimed president of Vit Jedlica met with well-known architects to discuss possible cooperation in the field of Liberland S. Lasik. I don't know what that actually means, that last word.
No.
But there you go. That's what the Croatian press apparently has to say. The Glas Savonji is what they have to say about the Liberland arrest.
Hilarious.
So, not really taking... I guess the political statement they're making there is that this is a phantom country, and they are using... They did use quotes around invasion. Because obviously they're not invading Croatia. Who's being invaded here? It's Liberland that's being invaded by the Croatian police.
At the very least, the Croatian police are taking control of an area that they don't have any legal jurisdiction over.
The headline says they robbed the police, but they didn't talk about that in the article, or maybe it was a mistranslation.
Yeah, who knows what this actually says, but the translated headline is, Romp around Liberlandia, : arrested Brazilian, Dutch, and two Czechs, robbed the police.
Did they? Did they know? That seems like a very important detail. I would like to know.
Maybe they robbed them of their dignity by forcing them to run out into the water and get their pants wet.
And they did that.
Yeah. Well, good job, guys.
Yeah, I support that.
Yeah, it's awesome. I will have to check this video out. You say you've watched it, yes?
Yeah.
Jay?
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, as funny as it can be to see good people get arrested, but, yeah. You know.
Well, I got to say, in Derek Jay's victimless crime spree, the funniest part to me is when that pudgy sheriff is chasing you down the street.
I like that, too.
It's just hilarious. Yeah, I mean, they should be playing the Benny Hill song there. And it's just, I don't know.
All right, so Barack Obama, the headlines are saying that he may be releasing scores of nonviolent drug offenders from prison. The story written over at thefreethoughtproject.com. Matt Agarist is the writer. Washington, D.C., the timeless words of Joe Rogan, which are the following, quote, "Prison is for rapists, thieves, and murderers. If you lock someone up for smoking a plant that makes them happy, you're the effing criminal," unquote. The timeless words of Joe Rogan seem to be taking their toll on the consciences of American politicians. To kidnap and lock people in a cage for a personal choice and action that harms no one is an evil act. Some politicians are figuring this out, or at least pandering to public demand. Either way, the result is the same. Despite largely continuing the war on drugs and drastically increasing raids on medical marijuana facilities, as compared to his predecessor, Barack Obama has somehow managed to dupe people into thinking that he was pro-legalized pot.
Yeah.
Over the years, Obama has blown a lot of smoke, pun intended, when it came to his views on the war on drugs. He's played Mr. Nice Guy, while his heavily militarized government task forces have laid waste to the rights and property of peaceful people trying to help their fellow man by growing medical marijuana. Under Obama, police in America, through the federal 1033 program, have acquired MRAPs, grenade launchers, and even Apache attack helicopters. Most of those have been used enforcing immoral and unethical drug laws. However, no one, not even the glorious dictator on high, can stop an idea whose time has come. The people have spoken, and politicians who continue to call for the imprisonment of nonviolent individuals for their personal choices are being exposed for the vile and obstinate tyrants that they are.
Oh, please. This is so exaggerated. He says politicians are changing their minds on this issue. Which ones? I'd like to know. You know, what politicians have spoken out against caging peaceful people? That would be pretty radical to me. And I don't think Obama's the politician.
They're going to cite the New York Times here as their source about the claim that Barack Obama may be pardoning people, alleged nonviolent drug offenders. We'll talk more about it. You're saying this is
straight from the White House propaganda mill.
Yeah, all right. We'll talk about it coming up here in moments. Hour number two, on the way, it's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with
a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Hi, it's MZ from KSCO in Santa Cruz, and I'm too excited to sleep. Have you ever been too excited to sleep? In my case, I can't sleep because I'm engaged in my own fun, wonderful, rewarding business in which I do well and do good, lots of good at the same time. The wheels in my head are always turning, coming up with creative ideas to grow this business and to share it with others, train them for free, and get them to my level of success and excitement. This business has no employees, no rent, and no advertising cost. It's a people business that uses phones, video, email, and online technology to spread a very valuable and timely message about health, wealth, and above all, independence. You can get started in this business with as little as $10, but if you can afford an additional one-time charge of $500, you can jumpstart your success. And it doesn't cost anything to watch a 17-minute video all about this amazing business that you too can join and start doing well and do a lot of good at the same time. Go online to this website, TooExcitedToSleep.net. That's TooExcitedToSleep.net. TooExcitedToSleep.net.